Tasmanian Rugby Union finals start this weekend, or the senior men's finals do. The other categories have had their finals already. And, of course, the Devonport Bulls are the defending champion in the senior men's, but Burnie Emus have been doing very well. They've qualified for the finals as well. To tell us a bit more about it, Brett Bentley is the coach of the Burnie Emus, and he joins me now. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Martin. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your time. Let's talk about, first of all, about the women's and the Division 2 or the reserves. They've had their grand finals last week, but you had teams in both grand finals.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Both sides travelled down to Hobart and had both grand finals down there. The women's day didn't quite go to plan. Their first game they had to play off at against Harlequin's side down there. They ended up with a 12-all draw. Advanced to into the grand final because of the reasons they, you know, and they were high on top of the ladder. So with the way it ended up 12-all, they moved into the grand final against University down there, which unfortunately they lost. Score was 29-19. The girls, you know, played well in the second half and fought back, but it just wasn't our day there. And as for the Division 2, we played against Launceston down in Hobart and we lost 64-17, and the boys were a bit upset, but we got a lot of injuries out of that game and we just had a lot of juniors playing, and yeah, it just wasn't our day to be.
Well, the seniors or the seconds or the reserves actually finished on top of the ladder too, didn't they?
They did. That was minor premierships for the year. We'd beaten Launceston through the year a couple of times, but just coming into finals, we had a few players that were out through to COVID or had moved back away overseas, and we just didn't have our team that we'd been playing with all season. And then going into the final, we got, I think, six injuries during the final day, and we just didn't have the men or the cattle on the paddock to be able to finish the day.
Yeah, I think with most sports, finals are a different beast, aren't they? And that's often proves to be the case. Now, let's talk about the seniors, because you've got a semi-final today against Taruna. You've finished fourth on the ladder. Devonport Bulls have finished second. They're the defending champions. So rugby union on the coast is quite strong at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is quite strong. Definitely the North's taken over from other years where the South's been in charge, but definitely rugby's taken off in the North, and it's good to see, you know, Launceston, Burnie and Devonport up there. And yeah, it's good for rugby in the North, definitely, especially the juniors and, you know, people coming through.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the Northern dominance, because Launceston finished on top, Devonport second, Taruna third, and Burnie. And I know, you know, there was a huge rivalry between Devonport and Burnie going back a few years, and then you lost a lot of players and you actually dropped out of the state league at one point. But it's good to see Burnie back in strength again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely agree. You know, Burnie had some hard years there where we were struggling to get him, even just a men's team, you know, and to be where we are now, to where we have, you know, first division, second division and a women's team, is definitely a stepping stone that Burnie's really thrived on, and it's good for the club and good for the people on the northwest coast to be a part of.
And so you play Taruna today. If you win that, you go into the preliminary final. It's much like a Final Four series that we're all familiar with in various types of sport. There's a real possibility that we could have Devonport and Burnie in the grand final.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah. We go down to Hobart to play Taruna down there. They've beaten us both times this season already, but like you said before, finals is a different sport. And then, you know, we've been trying to run the first and second grade side every time we've played. So, you know, it's hard to try and balance those two sides, where this weekend we've only got to concentrate on the one side. So, you know, we won't be using players to play two games during the day. We'll be just making sure we're fielding the one team. And, yeah, we should give them what they've got, and hopefully we should see, you know, Devonport or Launceston into the next week, I'm hoping.
Yeah, well, you know, if it becomes a Devonport-Burnie grand final, we'll have the crazy situation, correct me if I'm wrong, but it still happens in Hobart, doesn't it, the grand final, regardless of who's in it?
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. If the grand final, if there's two northern teams in the grand final can be made on the coast. So last year, Devonport and Launceston made it into the grand final, and it was played in Launceston
because
finished on top of the ladder.
Yeah, sorry, I was wrong about that. Yeah, I do remember that now. So there's a good possibility we may see the grand final on the coast. And as I mentioned, Devonport and Burnie had a great rivalry before, and that's really been reignited in the last 2 years, hasn't it, as well?
Oh, definitely, yeah. The Burnie-Devonport rivalry is something both clubs look forward to. It's always a physical contest, and it's both sides, yeah, don't like walking away with a loss, but yeah, it'd be great to be able to get there and definitely play Devonport through the finals again. And yeah, the boys are really keen for that. Devonport's always had the wooden over us at the last two or three times we've played. So it's been a long time since we've beaten Devonport, so we'd love to get that opportunity again to be able to give them a shot.
Yeah, well, good luck with it, Brett. The game's at Rugby Park in Hobart today at 3 o'clock. That's when they normally play the seniors, don't they?
That's correct. In Hobart, 3 o'clock, Rugby Park. Get around the emus.
Yeah, and I think they're actually being live-streamed, the finals, aren't they?
They are correct as well. Our game will be live-streamed on the TV, make sure we get onto that as well.
Tasmanian Rugby Union website or Facebook page is where you'll see it. Brett, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck to you and the Bulls, and we really want to see a Devonport Burnie Grand Final, but thanks for your time this morning.
No, too easy. Thanks very much.